The jury in the trial of a woman accused of murdering her three children is continuing its deliberations. Deirdre Morley has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the murders of 9-year-old Connor, 7-year-old Dara and 3-year-old Carla McGinley in January 2020. We can talk now to our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell at the Criminal Courts of Justice. Orla, there were, I gather, some exchanges in court this morning.
Yes, well, before the jurors were deliberating for an hour and a half almost yesterday, and before they resumed their deliberations today, the judge in the trial reminded them of the criteria that must be fulfilled before an insanity verdict, a verdict of not guilty by reason of insanity, can be returned. Now, Mr. Justice Paul Coffey told the 10 men and 2 women that they must be satisfied on the balance of probabilities that Deirdre Morley was suffering from a mental disorder at the time she killed her children. They must also find that she didn't know the nature of what she was doing, or that she didn't know what she was doing was wrong, or that she was unable to stop. And he said if they were satisfied that any one of those three grounds was fulfilled, that would be enough to find her not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, he also reminded them that expert evidence on this issue was given by a consultant psychiatrist on behalf of the defence. Dr. Brenda Wright found Ms. Morley was suffering from bipolar affective disorder, and she didn't know what she was doing was wrong when she killed her children. She believed she had some justification for it, and also she was unable to refrain from doing it. The judge also told the jurors that the prosecution was not trying to challenge Dr. Wright's evidence, and the prosecution's own expert psychiatric witness supported Dr. Wright's findings. The judge said the evidence was all one way. Both doctors were unanimous that Deirdre Morley was legally insane when she smothered and killed her three children. He said there was no dispute between them and nothing to set against the doctor's opinion that insanity applied to all three counts in this case. Now, just at 1 o'clock, the jurors came back into court to be sent out again to lunch. They passed a note to the judge in which they said that they wanted to finish their deliberations today at 4 o'clock. They've now been deliberating for 3 hours and 10 minutes, Brian.